You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
In today's world of jazz, Jaleel Shaw is what you would call a musician's musician. That was the alto saxophonist with his 2013 tune called Song for Sid off a very well-reviewed album called The Soundtrack of Things to Come. Clever title. I was tipped off to this album by several talented KC musicians that simply cannot stop listening to this album, and I figured I'd pick it up. Jaleel is currently a member of the Roy Haynes Quartet, Charlie Mingus's big band, and performs in various clubs in New York City and abroad with various groups, including his own Jaleel Shaw Quintet. The Philadelphia native has many good mentors that showed him the craft, like Robert Landlum and Lavette Hines, and that teaching proved to work well. He has won a host of awards over the years and has performed internationally in Australia, China, Finland, Africa, Austria, Spain, and many U.S. cities. Jaleel launched his own record label called Chengu Records, and it was his second solo album called Optimism that he began launching the records on. And his latest, which is on his own as well, is really taking off, and the musicians dig it, and so do we around here. Welcome to another hour of the best jazz that we can get our hands on here at Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town of jazz greatness of today and yesterday, with cats like Stan Kessler, Herman Mahari, Mike Matheny, and many more, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Each and every show features the best we can find, with cats like Grant Green, Sonny Stitt, Woody Herman, and many more. This next cat is another musician keeping the jazz moving in the right direction. Here's pianist Benny Green with the song Flying Saucer off his 2013 release called Magic Beans.
trumpeter Clint Ashlock, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was hard bop jazz tenor saxophonist and flutist James Clay with the 1960 song Bavan off his album called A Double Dose of Soul. That's a nice title there. He got his start in the Dallas area playing with Booker Irvin back in the day. Later, he went on to California. There, he played in 57 in Red Mitchell's quartet and on recordings with Lawrence Marable. Over the years, he has released a large cachet of solid albums as both a leader and a sideman, and he is very worthy of listening to. From one classy jazz journeyman to another, here's the great guitarist and composer, Grant Green, with the 1964 tune, a good one, The Kicker, off his solid album.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Papa, Eva's back in town, Papa. Eva's back in town, Papa. Eva's back in town, Papa. Oh, New York is well known as a town of the high society. But when our Eva's out shopping, the boys' jaws are dropping and their tongues are on the floor. All stylish and classy, she feels so very mighty. Those brand new shoes ain't gonna give her no blues. You gave her all, but she wants more. Chillin' in Brazil. Then she's off to Berlin for a little bit of sin. Then again to Switzerland, where she goes out swinging with her band. She once moved away to Brussels, but then she missed our Antwerp. And though Cologne is known to be her new home, I'm sure she'll come back round. Beware, Eva's back in town, Papa.
That was the hip retro outfit giving jazz a bit of spice these days. The Jacquelines with the song Eva the Cosmopolitan off their 2013 album GOG. A newer jagged version of the Andrews Sisters, the cornerstone for this act is the nostalgia they bring to the jazz craft. Led by singer-songwriter Iris Barodaccio, they are putting together a mix that will get a crowd moving and make the speakers happy they came for a visit. Jazz is full of quality names, and this one is on the top of the list. Here's tenor saxophonist and clarinetist Mr. Flip Phillips with the 1954 song All of Me with his quartet.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was Canadian trombonist, pianist, and composer Hugh Fraser with the tongue-tied song called Herbie Doobie Loo off a 1997 album with an easier name called In the Meantime. His positive energy as an artist and performer has made him the definition of a true cosmopolitan artist. He started out on the drums at 6 and went on to a celebrated career that has taken him all over the place as a regular jazz globetrotter. Hugh has been voted Canada's Trombonist of the Year many times. These days, he is focusing on international touring and making his several hundred compositions and recorded performances available through his publishing and recording companies while returning to his prime directive of spreading peace and love through music. Now that sounds like a very cool grounded cat. Our next tune comes from the talent of the Coltrane family that is still alive and moving through the jazz highways today. Here's John's son and post-bop saxophonist Ravi Coltrane with the 2009 song First Circuit off his album Blending Times.
Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was alto saxophonist Charles McPherson with the 1968 title song from an album with the same name, From This Moment On. And speaking from this moment on, we have neared the end of this episode of Neon Jazz, and the music is now beneath us. And that is Mr. Sonny Stitt with The Star Eyes off his album called Sonny's Blues. Thanks again for tuning in to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Talk to us about our show. Let us know what you like or don't. Just let us know that you're out there in radio land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Before we leave, I'd like to extend a sincere thanks to Mr. John Christopher as we hurtle towards our 100th episode. He landed me my dream job of having this little jazz show for the past 2 years, and if it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be hearing this. Many thanks to him, and thanks to you for listening. So, I would like for him to do the honors and send us away from this episode.
Okay, thanks to editing, I have to be prompted here just a little bit. As we say here at Neon Jazz, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Hugh Fraser with the tongue-tied song Herbie Doobie Lou.
That could go several ways, dude.
Herbel Doobaloo.
Yeah, don't overthink that.
Don't overthink it. Don't say it more than once.
That's one of those words that could quickly get out of control.
And it already has.
Yes.
Thanks to
Neon Jazz.